Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perkuf Chavches, Chapter 128, Happy in the Paradox. This perek is a natural continuation of the previous perek in which we explore the relationship between hishtadlus, effort, and results, which are totally in Hashem's control. This reality can feel very paradoxical. On the one hand, we need to put forth effort, but on the other hand, those efforts actually have nothing to do with the results. There's a potential pitfall here, in that it could lead someone to be lazy, to not put forth effort. So, for example, someone may cross the street without looking because, hey, if I get hit by a car or not is totally up to Hashem. Yes, of course, if someone gets hit by a car or not is up to Hashem, but at the same time, one has an achrayus, a responsibility, to put forth hishtadlus, which would mean looking both ways before they cross. Let's talk about money. Someone may say, I have such complete emunah that I'll just stay home and not be concerned about supporting my family. If Hashem wants, he could send me a big check in the mail. And while yes, of course, Hashem can do anything, including sending down mun from Shemayim to support an entire nation for 40 years, we still have an obligation to put forth effort to support our families. Results are totally up to Hashem, but that doesn't detract from our obligation of effort. And the beauty of living with this two-sided reality is ashrei, it's happiness. Let's take a look inside. Pasuk Aleph, Shir HaMa'alos, Ashrei kol yirei Hashem, haholech bedrachav. A song of ascents. Happy are all who fear Hashem and go in his ways. Those who fear Hashem, those who keep Torah and mitzvos and have emunah bitachon, have no reason to fear. They don't have to worry about getting hit by a car, and they don't have to worry about making money. They know Hashem is running the show, and everything he does is the best for us always. And at the same time, Pasuk Beis, Yigia kapecha ki sochel, ashrecha v'tov lach. When you enjoy the fruits of your labor, you are happy and all is well with you. Hashem built the world with certain truths, certain realities, and one of them is that people experience genuine pleasure when they work hard at something, as opposed to getting it for free. Here's an example. Let's say you want to buy an iPad, and someone gives you a very generous birthday gift of $500. Wow, $500, that's a lot of money, and you didn't even do anything for it. It makes you happy, as you now think you have enough money to buy an iPad. Scenario number two. You want to make some money to buy an iPad, so you decide to make a backyard camp 2 days before Pesach for little kids, so their parents can work and get ready for Yontif. You put a lot of effort, thought, planning, and creativity into this camp. It's hard work, and it's a success. The kids have a great time, the parents are super appreciative, and you have $500 in your pocket at the end of 2 days. You're going to experience much more happiness with that earned money compared to if it was just handed to you. In summary, when we live in the paradox, when we both trust in Hashem completely, while at the same time put forth effort, the end result is that we will be ashrei, happy and praiseworthy. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Abbas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.